Well, thank you for staying on. First, I'd like to acknowledge this course as a Reza as my postdoc and Bud Stevens and Williams are collaborator from USDA AIS. So actually, this project is funded by Western. Okay. As you know, that Montana ranked number 6 in the nation for sugar beet production, and actually, sugar beet is a very important economic crop along the Yellowstone River that from south to east Montana. And conventional tillage is still is a common practice for sugar beet production. However, conventional tillage have many economic and environmental issues, particularly that economically the conventional tillage costs more money because the equipment cost for that, and then also labor and the fuel. So the conventional tillage takes several routes, I mean, including ripping that uses loads of deep ripping equipment to dig soil through and then have the mulching and leveling and then make a ridges for sugar beet production. So there's many passes for equipment operations. And then the tillage usually occurred in the fall, so the farmers out of tillage make lots of hills over the winter. So in Montana, that it's very windy in winter and the spring. So during the winter and spring, the wind blows through as we erode the soil surface that cause dusting. And another problem is flood irrigation. Also, if you flood water through the furrow, that's a conventional irrigation method that causes the erosion and the water just carry the sediment and nutrition down to the drainage. So, and then also optimal nitrogen management also critical for sugar beet production because if you apply insufficient nitrogen, that limits the root growth, then the yield going to decrease. However, if you apply too much nitrogen, the yield, the root yield, tonnage go up, but the sugar content go down. So we still don't know if there's any difference between the no-till and conventional in nitrogen management. So the nitrogen leaching also is an issue. So if you want flood irrigation, get too much water, and then nitrogen actually leaching down to the groundwater. So the objective of this project is first is try to test the feasibility of practicing conservation tillage for sugar beet planting. For sugar beet, of course, it's impossible to do the complete no-till because you still need to dig sugar beet that's not no-till. Okay, so we just do the planting and then try to optimize the nitrogen rate for sugar beet production and under no-till condition. So this study actually, we conduct a study in 2016 and 17, 2 years in Montana, Eastern Montana Ag Research Center, and the soil is savage clay, and that soil have a 2.3% organic matter and pH to 8.3. So we have three treatments: that no-till, and then conventional tillage, and then strip tillage. And then nitrogen and factorial treatment with tillage. So we have four nitrogen level: 56, 120, 112, 168, and 224 kilogram per hectare nitrogen rate. And then basically the strip tillage is we do because the row spacing is 24 inches, so 60 centimeters, so only those rows we're going to plant sugar beet were tilled and then maintain the middle untilled. So that's the strip tillage. And then we also have a conventional tillage and then a completely no-till plot. And then in this study, actually, we use a linear sprinkler irrigation that goes through that whole plot with the same amount of irrigation. So, and then we got the no-till planter designed for the sugar beet product under no-till, that the design has some capacity to clean up root and residue, row cleaner for sugar beet planting. So the result, you can see that in 2016 study, because we didn't get the water on time, so end up you see that the actually the uneven germination. So actually, although did not get the even germination, but we did find that under no-till, actually that maintains soil moisture better under no-till, so that didn't cause that seedling death. So and unconventional till actually surface soil dry out quickly and then end up at the low emergence. So then we receive the plot for the conventional tillage. So that end up later actually that stand did not cause much difference because we received it. But you did see that the above ground, the tonnage actually under no-till actually produce more above ground because that emerged earlier. We received those two treatments. But the later at harvest, actually root yield and the sugar content did not differ among the tillage treatment, and the total sucrose yield about the same for the three treatments. But in that year, 2016, nitrogen treatment did not respond. I don't know why. But in 2017, we got the water on time, so there's no difference in the seedling emergence. But you can see that in the plot, you can see the nitrogen response over there. So you can see that 2017, in normal year, you see that yield for a conventional tillage, no-till, and strip tillage is about the same. So about 90 tons per hectare. And sugar content did not differ, well, a little bit lower in strip tillage, but did not differ. And then the total sugar yield, so no difference. And with nitrogen treatment, we did not see that nitrogen treatment by tillage interaction, so only see that nitrogen response in yield actually with the nitrogen increase from 50 to 224 tons kilogram per hectare, the yield actually increased from 85 to 110, so that yield have significant difference from with the nitrogen rate. But the sugar content, you can see that actually decreased from 17 to 16, about 1% sugar beet sugar content decreased. But you multiply together, you get the sugar yield actually increased with the nitrogen application. However, this sugar yield increased, but we have not done the economic analysis because actually what's the break even point, we don't know, because generally sugar factory, they don't like the farmers holding a big tonnage and lower sugar content, so but I don't know what's the optimal rate. We still need to work on that. But you can see with the increased nitrogen application, actually nitrogen use efficiency actually decreased with the rate. So generally you get at more nitrogen, the nitrogen use efficiency based on the sugar yield actually decreased. So my conclusion is no-till practice generally to maintain the surface soil moisture better than conventional tillage, which enhance the sugar beet germination and emergence. And there was no difference in the root yield, sucrose concentration, and sugar yield among the tillages. So root yield actually increased with the increasing nitrogen rate. However, the the sugar content decreases, let's all know that, and also nitrogen use efficiency decreases. So the basically take-home message is that no-till sugar beet production have a great potential to the growers, just because there's no yield difference. However, that equipment use and labor cost is much lower than the conventional tillage, so it's very attractive, have potential. So I think that's all I have. So,
thank you. We've got time for several questions here. So, anybody have any questions?
Yes.
In the Yellowstone River Valley, how many of the producers have a linear or center pivots that would lend itself to?
I believe it's about 60% of the of pivot or linear irrigation, and still half of the growers still use the flood irrigation. So, yeah.
The ones that are under pivot, are they doing any conservation tillage, or is there still some?
Mm-hmm, actually, both are under pivot. Actually, pivot under pivot during no-till or conservation tillage is no problem, but the flood irrigation, there's some concern because because it's no furrow, so if the water can evenly go through the field or not, let the farmers concern. Otherwise, there's no problem. So.
And these are
22? 24-inch row spacing, 24. Yeah. 60 centimeters row spacing, yeah. But some of growers use the 26 inches, so, yeah. So that's one project in the future, how we're gonna make sure under flood irrigation, no-till can get even water cover, so, yeah.
What's the rotation here, wheat, small grain, and?
Generally, it's 3 years of rotation, wheat, sugar beet, and then probably another broadleaf. So.
Broad
or something, yeah, like a
sunflower or
soybean. So.
I'm wondering if there's any way of preforming the furrows in the previous crop, some sort of a ridge till sort of a concept.
So you grow soybean after soybean harvest, and actually the till level the soil and make a dike, mm-hmm. and dike and then grow barley.
Okay.
So that way it's a level.
That's
and
a, like it's a level flood.
Right, yep.
Not
so.
Furrow.
Not furrow, it's a level flood, so, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
All right, thank you.
One or two more.